For KBIA News, I'm Brady Finn. The Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services is helping Columbia citizens contextualize and better understand Ebola. They held a news conference yesterday where representatives from the Columbia Police Department, Columbia Fire Department, Columbia Public Schools, and University Hospital were present. Michelle Baumstark is the Community Relations Director for Columbia Public Schools, and she says the risk of getting Ebola in our community is very low. Baumstark says the school district has plans for how to deal with any type of pandemic outbreak.
I think one of the things people need to understand is that you are not contagious until you start showing signs and symptoms. So making sure that we know what those are and that we understand if an individual has been exposed, how best to handle that.
Gail Blumenkamp is the battalion chief for the Boone County Fire Protection District. He says the service departments are prepared to protect the community. Blumenkamp also says people need to do research about Ebola on credible websites. He suggests the residents do go to Boone County Public Health and Human Services website for more information about Ebola. Columbia's Downtown Community Improvement District has appointed Katie Essing as their new executive director. CID works on things like maintenance, safety, and economic development in the 50-block area bounded by MU, Columbia College, and Stevens College. Essing says she was interested in the position because the job combines skills she learned doing everything from managing a mall in Maryland to teaching retail marketing at MU.
You know, when this opportunity came open, it matched my background experience, love of retail, and also the downtown is such an important part of our community. So it's a great opportunity to get to be part of that.
Essing will begin this position November 3rd. Her responsibilities will include grant writing as well as working with the CID board and city government to oversee things like trash pickup, parking changes, and holiday event planning. Some citizens of Columbia's First Ward are looking to recall their recently elected council member Ginny Chadwick. KBIA's Jason Hoffman has the details.
Chadwick was the swing vote on a proposed ordinance that would have decriminalized the cultivation of up to 2 marijuana plants for adults 21 and older. The vote failed 4-3 at the city council meeting on Monday night. Some First Ward voters are organizing a petition to recall the councilwoman, who they say went back on her word. Deepin Thampi is an activist in favor of recalling Chadwick. He says Chadwick has lost the trust of the voters.
We made sure we went to several forums and had, facilitated constituent contacts in terms of, making sure that we knew where she stood on this issue. She assured us and publicly in a couple of forums and, privately to specific people that she would support such an ordinance.
Chadwick seems to voice that support on her campaign during an NAACP forum in March. Chadwick said, quote, "I think as the city of Columbia, we are innovators and initiators in many things coming to our state, and we are in a great position to support something other states are taking initiative to support." Thampi says the group hoping for the recall should have enough support to reach the 249 signatures the petition would need in order to subject Chadwick to a recall election. Chadwick was unavailable for comment until later in the week. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.
MU's Office of Off-Campus Student Services and the Off-Campus Advisory Board suspended Aspen Heights marketing privileges to students. Associate Director of Student Life Kim Dude says complexes that negatively impact a student's safety and ability to be successful can lose marketing privileges. A Missouri funeral director is sending his father out with a bang. Greenlawn Funeral Homes in Springfield will hold its first firework memorial program on Saturday night, when fireworks packed with James Carver's cremated remains will be launched into the sky as part of his family's goodbye. Jim Carver is the funeral director at Greenlawn Funeral Homes, and his family will be the first to try Greenlawn's new program. Carver says his father loved watching fireworks and would appreciate the unusual send-off. The family will follow the 8-minute fireworks display with a cookout and memorial celebration. The Springfield News Leader reports that Greenlawn's fireworks memorials range from a $300 sensational celebration to the ultimate goodbye, which can cost anywhere between $8,000 to $10,000. For KBIA News, I'm Brady Finn. Two experts say Michael Brown's official autopsy shows the 18-year-old was shot in the hand at close range the day he was killed by a Ferguson police officer. The newspaper reports that St. Louis medical examiner Dr. Michael Graham and another pathologist not involved in the investigation reviewed the report and said it indicates a wound to Brown's hand came at close range. The report says Brown and Officer Darren Wilson struggled inside Wilson's SUV on August 9th, and Brown was shot once in the hand before he was killed outside the vehicle. For KBIA News, I'm Brady Finn.